You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link also at thetrumpet.com. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday. This is Trumpet Radio Live. Dwight Falk and Abraham Blondeau here today. Last night, we had kind of a little bit of a later night here. We have this Philadelphia youth camp going on the campus here of Herbert W. Armstrong College. It's where we're broadcasting from. And so the campers got to filter through different areas and on the campus, and they got to come over to the radio station. So we recorded a little bit with them, got to know them a little bit, and hopefully over the next few days, we'll get up a few segments asking them some questions, and they get to share what their camp experience is like. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stories, and it's neat to see and to hear everyone's opinions and experiences, especially going through all the exciting things at camp here. At the campus, it's neat to see teenagers go through it and learn things from all those fun activities.
Yeah, so it was a pretty fun evening, and we'll share some of that with you over the next few days. We'll send out some tweets about that, let you know when that's coming up so you can catch it, and we'll try to post some of those online too. You can follow us on Twitter at KPCGFM. We'll send out links about that. We put up a couple of pictures last night, really bad pictures, by the way, in the sense that I shot them on my phone with no thought or effort, and that you can tell in the pictures. But at least it gave you an idea that there was somebody here and we were doing something. So that'll be kind of fun to listen to those in the next few days. We've got a few headlines to talk about today. Also, the Key of David program and the Trumpet Daily Radio Show. We'll preview those. And we've got a new segment that we're going to be playing here on the radio station from time to time. It's a shorter segment. It's on the history of battles, some of the famous battles of history, how it's shaped history. And we've got a segment that we're going to play today on our program. And then we'll have a few of those that we pepper through throughout the day just to give some extra content to the listeners. So we'll play that today. And that'll be, I think, pretty good, pretty interesting. It's about an 8-minute clip. And then we'll also talk about some things that have happened on this day in history for July the 14th. All that's coming up on this edition of Trumpet Radio Live. And Starbucks, of course, they're raising their prices, which, you know, you think, how much higher can it go? But they keep raising their prices. So maybe they're doing something new also. And I just wonder if they're doing this to kind of camouflage the fact that all their prices are going up. It says Starbucks plans a new upscale chains. I thought I was going to the upscale chain.
Right.
How much more upscale can we get? Well, you can get more upscale, apparently. They say Starbucks long ago raised the bar for what customers are willing to pay for a cup of coffee. Now Starbucks is looking to create an even more upscale brand. So I suppose it's relative, right? You think you're paying a lot for coffee, but if they charge you a lot more for this special coffee, then it doesn't seem so bad. Maybe that's the marketing strategy.
That's true. Yeah, it's like putting the generic brand of canned vegetables next to the expensive brand. Everyone's going to go for the less expensive ones, even though they're not that great or similar branding throughout the store.
The CEO, Howard Schultz, said the company will create a new brand of stores called Starbucks Reserve Only. Well... Don't mind if I do. The new stores will offer premium small lot reserve coffee in more of a cafe environment than the current Starbucks stores. The new reserve only stores will be about twice as large as current Starbucks stores. So you'll be able to get about 7 people in there. I'm kidding. They are cramped, though. The new cafes will be in hundreds of locations, and they'll start popping up next year. They say the Starbucks Reserve Only brand is part of a broader company plan to improve and expand its food offerings. So they've been trying a few things. A while back, they tried to start selling wine at a few of them.
Right.
And I read some reviews on that, and people were kind of confused by it. You don't really go to Starbucks to drink wine. I don't know if they still do that. It was only in a few stores. I think it was in, like, Manhattan or somewhere. And then you remember a couple of years ago when they used to sell that coffee, or it was that chocolate thing? Did you ever see that? I forget what it was called. It was like a cup of pure chocolate.
Right, I never tried it, but I remember seeing it for sale.
Yeah, it was really expensive. It was like a shot glass of pure melted chocolate. And I remember just seeing that and thinking it was pretty outrageous. But then I remember seeing teenagers in there, and they'd all pony up their money and they'd buy five or six of them, pour them into one glass and drink it. So that can't be good for you.
Yeah, I imagine not. I think the next strategy Starbucks will use is to create their own credit card or their own airline. That seems like they're on that path. But yeah, interesting strategy. I mean, I'm sure in areas where people have some more expendable income, maybe bigger cities and maybe more prosperous areas, that this might work. But for a lot of places, they're probably very selective where they put these. Yeah, interesting. I wonder what kind of leather chairs they'll have in there, because they already have some pretty nice things in the normal Starbucks.
Yeah, gotta spruce it up.
Yeah.
Now Tim Hortons will have to do this, your beloved Canadian coffee brand.
Right. Well, actually, they already have those and fake fireplaces, which is a nice touch, and mm-hmm. free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's... I guess the next thing you can have is like a petting zoo inside of moose and beavers and everything.
Make it more authentic to the Canadian experience. They don't have any of those in the U.S., do they? Or do they creep down into some of the northern states?
A few. I think there's one in Ohio and some airports and that kind of thing, but not too many, though.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you've got a lot of money to burn and you're just trying to buy more expensive coffee, go to Starbucks, their new reserve-only stores, and we'll see how long that lasts. Maybe that'll be really successful. Maybe not. Hard to say. Here's another headline. Empty cells and hotels. That's a good rhyme. Cleveland takes stock before the convention comes to town. So the Republican National Convention's coming to Cleveland, and of all places, interesting place to put it. And it seems like everyone's gearing up for trouble. And I have to wonder if the media is driving this, or, you know, if people are thinking of it on their own, that there's going to be some sort of a trouble. Which one is kind of pushing this? I was just wondering.
I think it's a combination of both. Just seeing the how tumultuous the Republican Party is, that it could get pretty fiery. And also Donald Trump rallies where there has been violence. But also there have been reports of certain groups bringing firearms, like the a couple articles yesterday were saying that the new Black Panther Party were going to take firearms to the RNC, and I think a couple other groups might have as well. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, they won't be inside the actual convention while it's happening, but at the same time, probably is a good opportunity for some groups to stir up some trouble.
It'd be intimidating if you were a supporter and you were going to go, just knowing that you have to leave the building and walk through some pretty hostile crowds. So it'll be interesting to see. This article says that the Cleveland jails are being emptied and its courts are staying open until 1 a.m. in case of mass arrests. Wow. Riot gear, handcuffs, body cameras, police equipment that costs tens of millions of dollars are ready. And more than 70 law enforcement and government agencies are on alert. The Republican National Convention opens in Cleveland with a giant welcoming party on Sunday in a national political climate so divisive that violence is expected and unprecedented police presence is in place. And Ronald Adrian, he's a presiding Cleveland Municipal Court judge, he said, "You have a lot of angry people in the United States in 2016, and it seems a lot of it is focused on the political process." So they're getting ready. That's a lot of money, a lot of gear, a lot of personnel, and keeping the courts open till 1 a.m. So that's overtime for somebody. Maybe the judge gets time and a half?
Yeah. they haven't seen anything like this in Cleveland since LeBron James left a few years ago from Miami.
There hasn't been so much anger since LeBron left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is even setting a precedent too, maybe a dangerous one as well, that we just assume before there's really a lot of proof that when there are big political gatherings, significant ones, we assume there'll be riots and trouble and violence. So it's a good, I think it's a good sign of how people are thinking about American politics and how riots and violence is becoming more accepted, or we're just being complacent at the fact that that's going to be there from now on in American politics.
Yeah, it seems like the headlines are, not that they're encouraging it, but at the same time, they keep talking about it to the point where It does make me wonder who's driving it, you know, because like you say, it is almost expected now. Like, you're expecting a riot to happen. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. That'll be interesting next week, I guess, Sunday. So, a lot happening. Got the Olympics coming up, all these these political things. So, lots of stuff going on. Pretty interesting. Speaking of the Olympics, you know, Zika is a big threat down there in Rio, and it's, of course, spreading different places. Zika threat in the U.S. is getting bigger, according to some experts. I had a meeting about this the other day. In Florida, officials reported 13 new infections on Monday, bringing the state's total known cases to 282. That's a fair number. And I wonder if it's higher than that and people just don't know that they have it.
Right. Yeah. This is, I think, kind of interesting how little coverage it gets. I mean, people talk about it, but we remember the Ebola outbreak. And I think Ebola is a little more severe than Zika is,
yeah,
perhaps, but at the same time, there just almost seems to be no response or a very slow response to containing this, where it could become a bigger problem in the long run.
They say of all the cases there down in Florida, 129 of them were identified in South Florida, a total more than any other state except for New York. So New York has a few more than that. If you're wondering about Zika, according to the CDC, here are some of the symptoms. Many people infected with Zika virus won't have symptoms or will have only mild symptoms. So people can have it and not know it. The most common symptoms of Zika are fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes, otherwise known as conjunctivitis. Other common symptoms include muscle pain and headache. The incubation period, the time from exposure to symptoms for Zika virus disease, is not known, but is likely to be a few days to a week. So those are symptoms that are kind of common for several potential problems. So it would be hard to know, I suppose, if you have it or if you're just having a bad day. You know, right. Joint pain, headaches, that type of thing, it's not that uncommon.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out what the symptoms are caused from in a lot of instances. And even more with Zika, because it's not exactly life-threatening. It can be, and most of the effects, it affects others and are very long-term. So it is a very subtle threat to health, and something that I don't think we've ever faced something like this before, where we understand it so little, but it's starting to impact America.
Yeah, they say if you're pregnant and you develop a fever, rash, joint pain, or red eyes within 2 weeks after traveling to an area with Zika, then you should probably go get it checked out, because obviously there can be some problems there. The illness is usually mild, with symptoms lasting for several days to a week. People usually don't get sick enough to go to the hospital, and they very rarely die of Zika. For this reason, many people probably don't even realize they've been infected. Zika virus usually remains in the blood of an infected person for about a week, but it can be found longer in some people. Once a person has been infected, he or she is likely to be protected from future infections. So, they know some things about it, but again, like you mentioned there, Abraham, it's still unknown in a lot of cases what exactly will happen, and everybody's a little different. Some people it might be a little more mild, others will have a severe reaction to it, but the number of cases are increasing, and so it's really difficult to stop. I mean, mosquitoes, how do you get rid of a mosquito?
Well, I think we've tried pretty much everything imaginable.
You just keep slapping your arm when yeah. Thing tries to bite you. Yeah, it's those things are always hard to capture, hard to get rid of too. So some of those, the number of Zika cases is increasing in some states. And it'll be interesting to see after the Olympics if there's some sort of a change there because of people traveling potentially to some of those areas. Last headline here, this is from the New York Times. A haircut for French taxpayers, ? Hollande's $10,000 a month stylist is revealed. He has a barber, I guess, that gets paid $10,000 a month. That's not a bad career. And I was looking at pictures of him, and I thought, really? I mean, I don't know. It looks like a pretty regular haircut.
Right. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of hair for the barber to work on in the first place. So
maybe it's one of those things where it's like you should see him without the barber.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. And maybe it's good for everyone that he does pay $10,000 for a haircut, but it is a little ridiculous. And It's but also something that's probably going to distract from some more major news in Europe as well. But the show, I think, is how ridiculous some expenses can get for something that probably isn't that needed.
Yeah, I mean, they say that he's been doing it since 2012 when Mr. Hollande was elected. It's about the same amount as a government minister's salary. So that seems a little bit unfair there. They say the report is especially jarring for Mr. Hollande. He's 61. He's a socialist, and he campaigned on the promise that he would be a, quote, normal and exemplary president. So, you know, that's kind of the hypocrisy that sometimes shows up with socialism is, you know, I'm a man of the people, and we're all going to work together. And then, yeah, but you get a $10,000 a month barber. So who's paying for that, right?
Yeah, well, if everyone's supposed to be equal, then do all barbers get paid $120,000 a year? Probably not. It's probably much less than that. So, yeah, it is. I mean, the image of a world leader is important. You do have to maintain a certain image because that's part of the job. But at the same time, you have to be balanced and weigh the cost analysis of what you're actually doing. Because a lot of leaders look respected and dignified without paying $10,000 a month for a haircut.
Yeah, I thought $19 for a haircut was a bit much.
Right.
But now it's all relative, right? It's just like the new Starbucks. Yep. Charge you more and then everything else seems okay. $50 for a haircut, no problem. At least it's not $10,000, you know, a month. it's just wild on some of that stuff. And but like you say, I mean, it's not that important in the sense of the broader issues over there in Europe, but it does say something about the person. I think that seems like, you know, he's going to be really hard pressed to come out now and say anything about the economy,
right?
You know, when you find this, and surely this isn't the one, you know, area. Like, boy, he's really careful, except for the barber. I would imagine there's money flying around there with a lot of things.
Right. Yeah. The one place he splurges is on his hair. Everywhere else, he's very, very frugal. But
he's got holes in his shoes. But look at that haircut.
But yeah, actually, France is known for corruption and bureaucracy. I mean, every nation has it, but France in particular, they have a long legacy of that in their government. Yeah, it'll be interesting if there's actually. Does hurt his reputation. I mean, sometimes these more insignificant things can actually sway voters more than even talking about real issues or anything like that.
Yeah, it's true. And I feel bad for the barber because he's never going to get a job like that again.
Right.
You know, he'll go to his next job and, you know, he give his salary demands and they're like, what? For cutting hair? Yeah. Yeah. Well, hope, you know, maybe it's like, you know, you get to a certain level of celebrity within that world and you've got connections. Maybe he'll always have some rich person's hair to cut.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe he can do Donald Trump's next.
But. Yeah, that's a mystery what's happening there. But anyway, kind of interesting headline, and it does affect his popularity there over in France. So those things have a way of sticking around. It gets people upset when they see things like that and they're struggling personally to get by. Those are the main headlines for today. Of course, on Friday, we'll have the Trumpet Hour Week in Review program going through the main headlines of the week with the Trumpet writing staff. And they do a report as well that you can get every week on Friday. It's the Trumpet Weekly Report. It's a PDF, and it's got the top headlines of the week. So I don't know if Mr. Hollande's haircut will be part of that, but they'll have the main headlines that that you'll need to look at. So you can get that for free. Sign up for it. It's at the trumpet.com.